The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I want you to imagine a scenario. All right? You with me? Get ready. Get ready to imagine this scenario. Let's say, just for this scenario, that there was a Bible-believing evangelical church right in downtown Columbus. Now, I don't know of any. Honestly, I wish there was, and maybe there is that I'm not aware of, but as far as I know, there aren't any, which is sad. But let's say there was a Bible-believing evangelical church right in downtown Columbus. And through this coronavirus thing, the pastor of the church went to the city of Columbus and said, you know, we are going to call Christians in Columbus to prayer. We really need to pray about this virus thing, the people that are dying and so forth. And so we are going to erect huge speakers up on top of our building, really high. And we are going to ask for a sound noise variance in order to broadcast prayers, Christian prayers, five times a day. And it will be loud enough that you'll be able to hear it all over downtown Columbus and the surrounding area. They will be distinctly Christian prayers five times a day. And we need a noise variance because it's going to be really, really loud. So people all over Columbus will be able to hear this call to prayer. Got the scenario? What do you think the odds are that Columbus City Council would grant that request to that Bible-believing evangelical church? I would say zero. Zero. Why? Nuisance ordinances, sound ordinances, and of course, separation of church and state. All right? Keep that in mind when I read you this headline if you haven't already heard this. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Muslim call to prayer blasted over loudspeakers five times a day, a first for the United States. Here's the story. The Muslim call to prayer, known as the Adhan, will echo from loudspeakers through parts of Minneapolis. Now, not just one location, several locations in Minneapolis. My scenario was just one. The Muslim call to prayer, known as the Adhan, will echo from loudspeakers through parts of Minneapolis five times a day for the entirety of Ramadan in what is believed to be the first time the Islamic call has been publicly broadcast in a major U.S. city. Al Jazeera reports, recited by different representatives from mosques around the city, the call to prayer is expected to reach thousands in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood in Minneapolis, according to Jelani Hussein, the executive director of Minnesota's Council on American Islamic Relations. The first call went out last Thursday. This is a large area. A large area. Several mosques blaring the call to prayer only because the city of Minneapolis has given them a variance to noise laws. An intentional pause. Can you imagine? Now, again, can you imagine if this were... Now, my scenario said one evangelical church in downtown Columbus. It would probably be more accurate if I said 10 evangelical churches around the city of Columbus putting loudspeakers on top of their buildings and blasting it out loud enough for the entire Clintonville area to hear the call to prayer, or the entire Worthington area, or the entire city of Westerville to hear the call to prayer from a Bible-believing evangelical church. Zero chance that would ever happen. Now, here is an English translation of the call to prayer. Here is what the inhabitants of a large portion of Minneapolis are going to hear five times a day. And by the way, the first one, I believe, is at 5 a.m. 5 a.m. You're not Muslim. You're trying to sleep. I believe the first one is at 5 a.m. Here is the English translation. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship but Allah. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship but Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Hurry to prayer, hurry to prayer, hurry to salvation, hurry to salvation. Can you imagine any city in America giving a noise variance to a evangelical church proclaiming that Jesus is the Savior of the world? Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is the one and only Savior. Can you imagine the outcry? I mean, can you imagine? And yet, the city of Minneapolis has given this variance. And I'm telling you, and I say this with respect, there is hardly anything more creepy than the Muslim call to prayer. I've heard it many, many times. When I was in Indonesia, there was a large speaker right outside of one of our hotel rooms. 5 o'clock in the morning, call to prayer, and it is creepy. One time, I was in Cairo, Egypt, and my son and I were there, and we got to climb to the pinnacle. What do they call it? The menorah. No, not the menorah, the minaret. The top of the minaret at the oldest mosque in Cairo, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old. It was on one of the highest places in Cairo, and we were up there at the time for the call to prayer, and we could hear mosques all over Cairo with their loudspeakers blaring the call to prayer. It is creepy. It's just amazing. It is amazing what Muslims in America are being allowed to do that Christians in today's age would never be allowed to do. Separation of church and state. I wonder where the Freedom From Religion Foundation was when this happened. They started these calls to prayer last Thursday. I have not heard one single word from the American Atheists, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, or any of the other secularist humanist organizations, because they don't dare take on the Muslims. By the way, this is in the district of Ilhan Omar. Yep, Representative Ilhan Omar, that's, yes, that is her district. And you can be assured that she was probably a part of this. Who would have ever thought that a Muslim call to prayer would be heard by every single resident in a large portion of an American, a major American city? Wow.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to the final segment of Bob Burney Live. For today, don't get too excited. I didn't mean final. I meant final segment today. Welcome back. My number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. May I just say one last thing about the statistics and facts I gave you about deaths and the cause of deaths and the COVID-19 thing? I'm not giving that out for you or me or anyone else to use as ammunition against someone who disagrees with you or me. That's not my intent. My intent is not to denigrate or condemn Governor DeWine or anybody else. I am just desperately trying to tamp down the panic and the hysteria. If you look at the facts and the statistics, there is just no reason for fear. There just isn't. Be careful, be cautious, take the precautions that you feel and you believe are correct. But there's no reason for the hysteria. There just isn't. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we've got Jim in Upper Arlington, Ohio. Jim, welcome. How are you?
Well, Pastor Bob, I was fine until I heard your last story about the Muslim call to prayer in an American city. Very disturbing.
Yeah.
I want to encourage. I'm in a car and I can barely. I'll turn up my volume here. This is very disturbing. The COVID-19 is very disturbing also, because, and I want to encourage all your listeners out there. Pick up the Bible. Pick up your Bible and read Deuteronomy 28. It goes into detail about all the curses that are going to come upon a nation that that don't obey God and follow His ways. And Deuteronomy 28:43. I just happen to remember this one. I think this is a good example that Deuteronomy 28:43 is literally right in our face today, because it says something like, the alien among you will grow higher and higher, and you will go lower and lower. They will be the head, and you will be the tail. Mm-hmm. And there's also stuff in there about, I don't know if I want to use the word pandemics, but there's stuff in there about in Deuteronomy 28 in there as well. You'll probably know it better than I did. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. Separation of church and state. Where are all these organizations that have been shoving this down our throat for 30 or more years? Why? I mean, what is good, what is forced on us should also be forced on them also, because that should not be coming out over any government loudspeakers at all, because there is this separation of church and state.
I don't believe there are any government loudspeakers involved. I believe these are speakers mounted on mosques. But the unusual thing is that the city of Minneapolis has granted a variance for noise limits. These speakers are very, very loud. And my point is, an evangelical church or a group of 15 evangelical churches in Columbus could never get a noise variants passed so that they could proclaim with huge, and these speakers on top of these buildings, and again, I've seen them all over the world, are gigantic. No evangelical church would ever be given the permission to broadcast, Jesus is the one and only Savior. Jesus is the one and only Savior. In today's America, that would never happen. But it's happening in Minneapolis with several mosques. And it's
very,
it's incredible. And again, where is the Freedom from Religion Foundation? Where are the liberal left politicians that love to scream separation of church and state? Where is Nancy Pelosi? You know, separation of church and state, or Chuck Schumer? And here we have a congresswoman, Ilhan Omar, which is a Muslim, and it just happens to be her district. It is very, very concerning.
And very disturbing. And if I may add, where are all the women who hopefully know what goes on in the Muslim faith and how women are treated in such horrid ways? I don't want to go into graphic detail, but you know what I'm talking about.
Sure, sure.
I agree. This is very disturbing. And I hope everybody reads Deuteronomy 28 and gets on their knees tonight and pray.
All right, Jim, thanks. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, Pastor Bob.
All right.
You too.
God bless. Bye-bye. I am just having a hard time believing that we have come to a place in America understanding the dangers of radical Islam. Now, again, I've said it over and over again, not all Muslims are dangerous, not all Muslims are violent. It is true, but it is also true that right now on planet Earth, there is not one single country with a Muslim majority where there is true religious freedom and liberty. Not one. That should be of concern to anyone. Minneapolis, Muslim call to prayer blasted over loudspeakers 5 times a day, first time in American history. I can't believe that the people of Minneapolis are tolerating this. But they have been brainwashed into thinking this is good. No, it's not good. It's dangerous. Hey, folks, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Please. But wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.